This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. What are the objectives of Trump's promise to have farmers' backs as the trade wars take big slices of U.S. net farm income? The tariffs are negatively impacting many business sectors, from nails to autos, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has strongly come out against Trump's tariff trade war strategy. Trump is very pro-business from the perspective of deregulation and tax cuts, and he was hoping that that would buy him some political capital in which to pursue his global trade reset. The deregulation is murky, and it was a surprise to the ethanol industry that it included waivers for RFS RINs. If you don't make money, the tax cut's worthless. Trump considers farmers who voted for him heavily to be a strong constituency which he needs to retain and cannot alienate and have any chance of future political success. China, European Union, Mexico, and all other trade combatants know that, so are targeting U.S. farmers in the crosshairs of their retaliation to Trump tariffs. Trump is asking farmers to be patient and patriotic, and that he needs their help in resetting trade for the United States with the rest of the world. I think that winning trade wars will be very expensive, and the ag sector's neck is on the line for quite dubious benefits. If this were a ham and egg breakfast, others get to contribute eggs, but the ag sector gives up a ham, a much more serious contribution. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is reportedly at work in USDA to come up with plans as to how to compensate farmers for their ham contribution. Trump loyalists literally are putting their faith in Trump to protect them. There are three primary objectives in any ag sector compensation plan. First, they have to recover net farm income lost to tariffs and trade disruptions. Next, they have to maintain farmer political support so they can continue to vote for Trump, Republicans, and Trump. It has to make farmers happy enough to keep them in line politically. Third, the compensation plan needs to help U.S. farmers but not subsidize China or other trade opponents in the trade war. Perdue has promised a reveal on Labor Day as to what this plan to accomplish those objectives will look like. It has been well reported that Perdue has $30 billion in borrowing capacity from the U.S. Treasury to fund tariff compensation efforts, putting dollars behind Trump's promise to have farmers' backs. That authorization would allow USDA to issue loans to farmers or to buy commodities, but some do not see writing checks from direct payments to farmers as being allowed under the authority. That is probably a gray area. Trump is transactional and has no interest in compensating farmers for trade losses, if not pretty darn sure that he is buying their electoral loyalty. First off, giving aid to farmers is not the same thing as making them happy. Trump needs their votes. That means that whatever aid is offered, that it has to be in a form and substantive enough to keep farmers in the fold. If President Trump gives farmers money to cover tariff losses, then markets remain depressed, which means losses compound and China and trade opponents can take advantage of the depressed prices to offset the cost of the tariffs for their end users. Trump payments to farmers then keep them producing and keeps markets depressed. Farmers do not like depressed markets. They do not make them happy. Farmers need to be happy in order to vote for Trump. Even if farmers got payments to compensate for tariff losses, depressed markets will take the public relations mojo out of farmers. Trump needs to be able to brag how he compensated farmers who he loves and restored the markets so that they do not undermine the narrative. How do you accomplish this? One way I believe would be to achieve all three Trump objectives would be for the CCC to buy soybeans and other commodities, removing them from the market, thus allowing prices to recover. He could start with 300 million bushels of soybeans and make assurances that they will buy more until soybean prices top $10 a bushel. That way farmers would get their income from the market and somebody would get paid to store soybeans indefinitely. There should be no timeline set on holding this purchase. They can be rolled over for quality control. U.S. farmers would get paid from the market and Chinese buyers have to pay the higher price for the soybeans they need to buy instead of getting a bargain from a depressed market. This achieves my three objectives of recovering net farm income, make farmers happy, while not subsidizing Chinese buyers. So let's just say that the CCC ends up owning 300 million bushels of soybeans. Restoring soybean trade would be one of the primary objectives of any trade deal with China. 300 million bushels of soybeans could not be dropped on the market without negative market consequences. My idea would be to sell these soybeans to China as part of a comprehensive trade deal over a period of a few years in order to minimize the impact of this supply on the market. The final cost from this to the CCC could be quite small. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.